Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the gospel reading from John 4. Please be seated. Well, brothers and sisters, she makes her daily trek to Jacob's well for water. But instead, she's given living water. She comes to the well to slake her thirst, but instead she receives divine forgiveness that satisfies her thirst for righteousness. She's a Samaritan, this woman, water bucket in hand, high-heeling it across the square. Wind blows around in her dyed-too-much hair, Botoxed to the hilt, not to mention all the other kinds of outrageously tawdry cosmetic surgeries she's had in her life. Her lipstick, a very gaudy dark red, no doubt, and thick and pasty deep green eyeshadow. A pack of Camels and a flask, perhaps, in her purse. Perhaps she lives in a single-wide trailer on the wrong side of town. She's quick-witted. She has a quirky smile. This is the kind of woman about which Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, Blake Shelton, and Luke Combs write songs that get played on Froggy 98 24/7. Not to be outdone by Elizabeth Taylor, she's been married 5 times, and now she's shacking up with a sixth man. No one in town would give her the time of day. But Jesus does. He speaks to her. He cares for her. She, like every sinner, is very, very precious to him. Please give me a drink. Now, the text never says if she ever served him one, and I think that's on purpose. Why do I say that? Here's why. Because Jesus has come to serve her a drink, a 100-proof drink of salvation. From the Lord and Savior Jesus, this Samaritan woman receives much more than she could have ever bargained for or ever hoped for in her life. So from the text, you begin to realize the most fundamental teaching of the Bible. And what's that, you say? It's that Jesus categorically came to save sinners. Real sinners. Sinners with totally messed up lives. Wrecked, botched, and bungled lives that, humanly speaking, are beyond salvageable. This Samaritan woman would be reminded of her sinful life every day that she walked to Jacob's well. Excuse me. And who would be gawking? All the men. All the women? Oh, they'd be gossiping and giggling behind her back, all the while shielding their daughter's eyes from her because they wouldn't want their daughters to grow up and be like her. And yet she meets Jesus, who asks her for a drink. But instead, he's really there to give her the strong and stiff drink of living water that bestows eternal life for free. Brothers and sisters, Jesus came to give you the same 100-proof gospel of living water, a flowing, refreshing stream of life and full of the Holy Spirit from him to you. This living water flows from his sliced open, spear-pierced Good Friday side into the baptismal font, living, Holy-Spirited water bringing you the new birth from above, making you a new creation, spelled F-A-I-T-H, and joining you to Jesus' death and resurrected life. Listen carefully now. This isn't water that you work for. This is water that works for you. Baptism is a life-giving water rich in grace and the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, Titus 3, John 3. Now, in hearing the text from John 4 today, you learn, just like the Samaritan woman, that the true worship of God is not about this mountain or that mountain. The true worship of God takes place when two or three are gathered in Jesus' name, whereby he is physically but hiddenly present to give you the living water of salvation in the Good Friday forgiveness of sins that flowed from his pierced, crucified side. The true worship of God occurs where you hear the words of Jesus that are spirit and life, John chapter 6. Our words of the Lord give eternal life. So where our Lord's word and sacraments are going on, that's where Jesus is giving you living water, salvation, to which faith says, thank you, Lord, amen. So what's the highest worship? How do you spell it? The highest worship of Jesus is spelled what? F-A-I-T-H. Faith is always given to by the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is always served by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it means to worship him in spirit and in truth. Let me put it another way. The highest worship of God is when Jesus gathers sinners around himself, just like at Jacob's well. He truly knows everything you've done. He knows everything I've ever done. All the sins that you've committed, all the sins that I've committed, public sins, private sins, all the sins committed against us, even the sins we've committed against others. You name it, Jesus knows. Just like he knew the Samaritan woman's dysfunctional and sinful life. And the magnificence of such a gathering around Jesus is that he does what? He forgives you. He wipes the slate of our filthy lives totally clean with his own Good Friday blood. He takes the mess of our ruined lives and he redeems our ruined lives so that he has good use of us now in our family, our community, and the world. He redeemed the Samaritan woman with the shacked up boy toy, and the Lord's good use of her was to turn her into a one-woman evangelism committee. If I would have continued to read the verses there in John 4, we would have heard her go back to her Samaritan village, tell them about Jesus. And she told them, come and see this man who told me everything I ever did. And might I add, she may have even said this, the man who forgave me everything I ever did. And then she asked, if you continue to read the verses in John 4, she asked the rhetorical question, can this man be the Christ? Of course. This is not exactly our idea of an evangelism chairman, but we're not the Lord. Now I repeat, because it bears repeating over and over and over again, this cheeky Samaritan woman is an incredible example of what we heard today from Romans 5, the epistle. While we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. God shows his love for us in that while we were still what? Sinners. Not after we got our act together, but while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Do you get it? While we were still dead in our trespasses and sins, while we were still enemies of God, God is the one who made peace with all of us in Jesus, his Son, and for that, he forgives us. So, brothers and sisters, are you thirsty for the strong drink of the Lord's forgiveness? Do you thirst for his 100-proof righteousness? Well, then belly on up. Take a big, long drink, because there is a spring of Good Friday living water that flows to you from Jesus himself. Brothers and sisters, do you wish to worship God in spirit and in truth? Well, then you've come to the right place. Because where his divine name is, where the word of forgiveness is, where holy baptism is, where he's giving out his body and blood, Jesus is there. And so too is the Holy Spirit and the Father as well. And by receiving these gifts in the divine service by faith, you truly worship him. F-A-I-T-H in Jesus is what gives you, as Paul says in Romans 5, it's what gives you access to heaven. And faith in Jesus makes you a true worshiper of God. That's the highest worship of God. So you're justified by faith in Jesus Christ, and you have peace with God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you, brothers and sisters, like this cheeky Samaritan woman, you can't help but tell others, your children, your grandchildren, and many other people about this wonderful Savior named Jesus. He's the Christ for you and for your salvation. So, brothers and sisters, during this Lent and all the rest of your life, happy being a faither in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.